Bloomington aldermen are continuing to discuss options to eliminate a projected budget deficit, and they started with the biggest ticket item, the city's solid waste services. Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner joins us most Tuesdays following Monday evening council meetings, and he's in the studio with GLT's Charlie Schlenker.
Thanks, Mike. The city is facing a $3 million deficit. Fixing the $1.1 million gap between what it costs to provide solid waste services and what the program collects in revenue could go a long way to balance the budget. The council heard three options last night to address the gap in funding the city's solid waste service. What are aldermen considering?
Well, there are quite a variety of things. Actually, I think there are a lot more than three pieces. Some of the pieces are fairly small. One of the things that Alderman said that kind of surprised me was that they do want the staff to come back at the next meeting, February 12th, and talk about privatizing the service, which essentially from my vantage point, I've been involved in since I was at the International City Management Association in academic studies and others about privatizing. And about half the cities that privatize are glad they did it. About half are not glad they did it. And there are all kinds of hazards and problems of doing that.
What makes the difference between success and disquiet?
Size of city and the extent to which you can take advantage of the market forces.
So the bigger the city, the easier it is to find competitors?
No. Actually, it tends to be smaller to medium-sized. Bloomington and smaller-sized cities. But certainly the smaller the city, the easier it is. You got a city of 5,000 or 10,000 or 20,000 people, it's a lot easier for someone to come in and take your, pick up your trash. It's also easier if you don't have to worry about brush. If you're in an area in the southern tier where you don't have to worry about seasons, if you take solid waste off the plate, which are things that we have had. Now, one of the aldermen, I believe it was Alderman Howman, said that we have a Lexus service. Will we be trading a Lexus service for a beat-up Hugo? And so I think that that's what is a problem. The other thing is that we've certainly had experience. I've had it over 30 years experience where contractors will come in and they will promise you something and they will undercut you. And then within 2 years or so, they will raise the prices after you've fired your workforce, after you've got rid of all your vehicles, after you then would have additional startup costs. So I'm hugely skeptical of privatization. That doesn't mean that I wouldn't be willing to look at the evidence.
But there are also fee increases as a possibility or reduction in service combined with fee increases. So what about that dynamic? What do you think of those?
I think what we ought to do is just do what normal does. Charge people for what it costs. Take an enterprise fund and just balance the budget. This is what I've said for 5 years. I don't understand why this is such a complicated issue. It does not have to be a complicated issue. Now, there are partly, I think it's because of our ward system, that different people have different issues depending on what side of the city they represent. In normal, everybody represents the same constituency. And so I think that's one of the reasons why. People on the east side have different issues and views. They're particularly concerned about, leaves and brush. People on the west side in central Bloomington are very concerned about bulk waste and whether there'll be illegal dumping and things of that nature. The other thing that I didn't finish my answer to your first question is one of the factors that helps increase or decrease the cost of privatization if you have lots of competitive options. So if we were in the suburbs of St. Louis, or especially if we were in the suburbs of Chicago, that we would have many, many more competitors who could come in and provide our service if we didn't like what we were doing. The other thing you do
so
is
you're
you lose
arguing
control.
That we're kind of in the middle. We're neither too small nor too big to have multiple contractors serve a large metro area and provide some price control.
The other thing you lose is control. Right now, if somebody calls me and says, hey, you forgot to pick up our trash or you did not plow our street, whatever, on some cul-de-sac, I can call Jim Karsha, Director of Public Works, and we can get somebody out there by the end of the day and make sure that that's taken care of. If you've got somebody out of Springfield or Chicago who is a distant company, what are you going to say? Well, we'll remember this in 2 years when your contract is up.
Well,
so you lose control.
Yes, but proponents could argue that quality drafted contract can address some of those and provide clawbacks or penalties or incentives for great service.
They can. I'd love to see the ideal one. If there was, I think we would have all heard about it and say, hey, this is the boilerplate. This is the fix-all, no matter who you are. Certainly when I go to the U.S. Conference of Mayors, almost nobody is really that excited about, for example, privatization. It's certainly not a panacea. It's not going to fix it. And it's going to cost our citizens more money. There's no question about it. They're going to have to pay the cost. We're subsidizing it now. If we just say, we're going to wash our hands of this and we're going to let some private company come in and do it, they're going to provide the service. They may start out at what they're currently charging, and eventually they're going to ratchet up the prices. I mean, we've seen it time and time again.
How much would fees have to increase maybe over time to make Solid Waste Enterprise Fund neutral?
On average, about $27, $28, about what you see in normal. You know, about $27, $28. Right now, it's $25 if you have the big cart. It is $21 if you have the medium-sized cart, and it is $16 if you have the small cart. And so if we would not have to have all carts the same. We would just have to average about $27, maybe $29, $27, $25, something like that, if we had, because we have this goofy, frankly, I think that was a terrible decision to go to a three-cart size. Almost nobody has that. It just makes everything much more complicated, and it costs us the same pretty much to pick up a small cart as it does a large cart. So at the end of the day, this is, we've been fighting about trash since 2 years before I was even mayor, and they're still fighting about trash.
If you decide, or the council decides, to reduce services, the frequency of a bulky waste pickup, for instance, what's the effect of that on the municipality and the character of the town?
Well, that would depend on who you talk to, and nobody has a crystal ball. There certainly is a possibility of more illegal dumping. We could have exceptions for landlords, and we could charge landlords money. That is, right now, we have situations where people, at the end of their lease in certain areas of town, just dump the whole place on the sidewalk, and the city of Bloomington picks it up, and that's part of the deficit that we have. And so I think that there are more surgical ways to do this. I would very, very likely, unless there was some great contract that I've never seen before, I would very likely have to veto any bill or any ordinance that move toward privatization.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. We're talking with Mayor Terry Renner of the City of Bloomington about options to close the budget deficit. Do communities that go the route of privatization actually see savings even after the ratchet up that you're forecasting?
Again, going back to the 80s, the data on this has not changed a whole lot. Some do, some don't. There are a lot of variables that go into play. E.S. Savas is a very famous political scientist from the 1980s. He was a big Reagan supporter of privatizing everything that you possibly could privatize. And ultimately, the research does tend to show us that if you're going to save money in privatization as a local government, the one area you're most likely to save money is solid waste. But even that's, at best, a 50-50 proposition. Even if you save money, you lose control.
It's personnel costs, though, plus pension costs, right?
Yeah, that's factoring all of those things in, correct.
So how much of the solid waste budget is salaries?
I don't happen to know that offhand, Charlie, but if we were to charge people roughly $27, $28, that would cover absolutely everything, including pensions, all personnel costs, all our costs associated with it right now.
Are you seeing aldermen trending in one way or the other, a mix of options or one preferred option?
I think we're seeing aldermen trending toward privatization.
Why do you...
And just, you know, as I said, you know, depending on what the contract looked like, I would very likely have to veto a contract. The council can pass it over my veto. They just need a 2-to-1 majority, which they may very well have. But if I think it's a bad choice and a bad decision, even if I know I'm going to lose, I am not going to sign a bad contract.
What constitutes a core service? Alderman Hellman suggested that trash pickup is unlike fire and police, and is not, in her book, a core service.
Right.
What is a core service in your book and according to a more common definition?
As somebody who's also a political scientist who's studied urban politics and written about it extensively, I would have to go back to some of what the core cities did, the first cities that formed about 800 years ago during the Renaissance, and that was public safety, police, fire, the equivalent, they didn't have 911 service, but the equivalent of things like that, and trash. So I do think trash is a core service, but there's a difference between providing for it and actually producing it. And that's the distinction that an E.S. Savas would note, said that the city can provide for it with a contract, but they don't have to deliver the service. A private company can do it better. I am unconvinced that the evidence is that clear. It's possible.
There anything else that's going to net $1.1 million, though?
No. Nothing that was put on the table or that we have on the plate right now. We can get to the $1.1 million in other ways without privatizing the service. And let's be clear, we're going to save $1.1 million, but our taxpayers are not going to save $1.1 million. They're going to have to pay that to a private company. They're going to have to pay more money. They're going to have to pay the cost of their service and somebody's profit in order to deliver that public service. So those are the reasons why I don't support it. I support what some version of what City Manager Steve Rasmussen has proposed, so that we can close this finance gap, pick up bulk waste less often, and charge for bulk waste at certain times of the year, figure out a way to balance our budget with what we have, or raise the cart fees.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. We're talking with Mayor Terry Renner. The town readdressed its funding of the Small Business Development Center at Illinois Wesleyan University in late November. Aldermen voted in a split vote to fund the SBDC at a 50-50 split with the town of Normal, even though the town indicated they were expecting to only pay for 40%. Why was this back on the agenda last night?
Well, there apparently was a technicality with the intergovernmental agreement, and we had to remove the town of Normal from the intergovernmental agreement in order to repass this. There have been times where the city of Bloomington and the town of Normal do pay 50-50 on some kinds of things. There are times where we pay 60-40, and that 60-40 split is based on population and size of community. So this is something, I think the dollar amount on this was so small, I supported the 60-40 split. I obviously was not in the majority.
Well, it went back to 60-40 this time, right? With the revision?
No. The city of Bloomington is going to pay 50%. The town of Normal is going to pay 40%. And there is going to be a deficit that the business center at Illinois Wesleyan will have to eat or figure out a way to
So the dollar amount did not actually change last night, just the mention of the town of Normal in the intergovernmental agreement.
Intergovernmental agreement. It was kind of a housekeeping chore, if you will.
So what are some 50-50 splits? And do you think that a 60-40 could be the way forward?
Well, for example, many of the contributions we've made to the airport in the past, in attracting new airline business has been the same. The contributions to the EDC. Now, the future contributions to be an advantage are not exactly 60-40, but the city of Bloomington is being asked to bear a somewhat larger share of the burden than the town of Normal. And so I guess that does beg the question is, what types of things are more appropriate to go 50-50 on? What types of things are more appropriate to split 60-40? I would say certainly anything that refers to economic benefits to the community would, generally speaking, should be 60-40.
Okay. Speaking of economic benefits, the Memorandum of Understanding with the EDC is now through the City Council as well.
Mm-hmm.
Some members of the County Board and some members of the Normal Town Council have been very dissatisfied in recent months and years about the level of communication going on between the EDC and the municipalities and governmental bodies. Is that shared by the City of Bloomington?
Yes.
What do you think you ought to be getting that you haven't been getting?
Excellent question. A variety of information, but I mean, communication Can take many forms. Sometimes it's just sitting down and giving us a list of projects, the things that you're doing. I can't speak for the entire city council, but I think the entire city council, I don't think there is a person who would disagree that we need more information for what it is that EDC is doing and what kind of bang are we getting for our buck.
Is this a function of a lack of reporting from the city's representative on the EDC board? Could that be the way to go forward?
That's not the reason. We're the representative from the EDC, Alderman Burgess, does not have that information either.
Is
the
it,
city manager doesn't have, our current and previous city managers don't have the information that we would like.
Is the memorandum of understanding going to cure it?
We shall see.
Would the EDC get a chop of assistance from the city if it's not cured? Is it that bad? Is the relationship that bad?
I don't know that the relationship is that. I wouldn't describe it as being bad. I think it's just these are holes that need to be plugged in order for us to be confident that we're getting our money's worth. And so I think that will happen as we move forward. This it could very well be that we see a cut to the bottom line, to answer your question. I just don't know that the relationship I would describe as quite that bad.
Mayor Terry Renner, thanks for joining us on Sound Ideas.
Thanks, Charlie.